First of all, Happy New Year. Welcome to FAO. Thank you for coming on this, my first press conference as Director General. As you know, I started yesterday, was my first working day in FAO. Right from start, I would like to emphasize the importance I attach to work the most transparent and democratic way with member countries, with United Nations agencies, especially World Food Programme and IFAD, our sister organization in Rome, other international and regional private sector, civil society, and research institutions. Ending hunger requires the commitment of everyone. Neither FAO nor any other agency or government will win this war alone. FAO is open to new ideas and approach and to contribution from everyone. I am convinced that we can regain lost ground and make progress towards the first millennium development goal of halving the proportion of people living in hunger and extreme poverty by 2015. That also happens to be when my mandate ends, so there is no time to lose. We will start right away. FAO will scale up its support a number of low-income food deficit countries, especially those facing prolonged crisis. This is an important step to be complete eradication of hunger. I also attach great importance to strengthening relationship with FAO member countries. A few minutes ago, I met with the chairs and vice chairs of all regional groups represented in FAO. We need to rebuild trust between the secretariat and member states to move forward, and I plan to do so by promoting a transparent and constructive relationship. I would also like to share with you some points of my agenda for this first semester. I look forward to exchange ideas with small-scale farmer organizations, social movements, and civil society organizations during the World Social Forum in Porto Alegre in this January. I have also contacted the private sector companies and foundations, and many have expressed their interest in working together with FAO. I will continue this conversation in Davos during the World Economic Forum. Africa will remain and be the priority during my mandate. I will travel to the continent at the end of January to participate in the African Union Summit and visit the Horn of Africa to see the situation and the work being done in first hand. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend all the events I have been invited for this initial months, but hopefully there will be new opportunities in these new years, and I will start attending a meeting of the Green Week in Germany on the 20th. I will also dedicate myself in this upcoming months to prepare the FAO Regional Conference that will take place in the first semester and in reviewing the program and work and budget, focusing them on the five pillars I presented to member states during my campaign. Nominated them, eradicate hunger, move towards a more sustainable system of production and consumption, achieve greater fairness in the global management of food, complete FAO's reform and pushing for decentralization, and expand South-South cooperation. One of FAO's main challenges is to be more efficient and responsive. To do so, it must complete the reform process that began several years ago. I am committed to bring the organization's internal reform to a satisfactory conclusion and strengthening a culture of continuous improvement in FAO. The reform process is advancing, but there is still a lot to do. In my view, there is one crucial component lacking behind, that is decentralization. In this framework, I give great importance to the role of the regional conference as integral part of FAO governing bodies. It is a way of bringing FAO closer to member countries and promoting a bottom-up approach that will prove extremely useful in the decentralization process. Strengthening FAO's worldwide presence is key for promoting better service to governments in technical cooperation and policy assistance. I also see fieldwork as a necessary and important complement to our normative analysis. The two need to go hand in hand, mutually energizing each other to make FAO a knowledge institution with its feet on the ground. During my mandate, I will also constantly look for additional ways of improving our efficiency, strengthening our technical work, and reducing administrative costs. There is a must in current times when many countries are facing difficult economic circumstances that might lead to reduced funding for development. Although we hope this will not happen, we need to be prepared and do our part. We are already working on it. We will cut excess in our bureaucracy, look for ways we can make travel less costly, make a better use of information technologies, and cut perks that top management has, including the Director General, myself. The FAO conference has requested that we find efficient savings in our budget. We started this review process and we'll finish it to present to the next council meeting. I also intend to find additional savings, strengthen the organization decentralization process so we can improve our direct assistance to countries. Señoras y señores, en esa ocasión quiero llamar la atención sobre la celebración de los años internacionales que han sido aprobados por la Comunidad de Naciones Unidas y en los cuales la FAO desea tener una participación destacada. Me refiero en primer lugar al Año Internacional del Cooperativismo que se celebrará durante el corriente año de 2012. Ese evento es un gran reconocimiento al sector que juega un papel muy importante en la erradicación del hambre en el mundo y de apoyo especialmente a los pequeños productores. En segundo lugar, se conmemorará también el próximo año 2013, el Año Internacional de la Quinoa, que es un grano andino que se caracteriza por tener excelentes propiedades nutricionales y gran capacidad de adaptación a diferentes sistemas ecológicos, sobre todo una gran resistencia al estrés hídrico. También destacar la celebración en el año 2014 del Año Internacional de la Agricultura Familiar, que es vital para garantizar la seguridad alimentaria, sobre todo en América Latina, África y Asia. Es mi intención designar embajadores especiales que apoyen la labor de la FAO y darle una tarea de relevancia en esas celebraciones. Además, es mi intención abrir oficinas de enlace acá mismo en la sede de la FAO, abriendo las puertas de esas headquarters para las organizaciones de sus involucradas en esos importantes eventos internacionales. Ladies and gentlemen, let me end my opening remarks by saying that it's going to be a tough road ahead, but it's great privilege and honor to be able to work at FAO. I am honored by this opportunity and convinced that the organization can make a significant and growing contribution to food security and sustainable food production and consumption in the world. I thank you for your attention, and I'm ready to take your questions.